Yeah, it's a good feeling. You know, it's a good, it's great for this organization. You know, I've only been here a month, but, you know, I found out early in the week that we had never worn here, and I think guys were hungry. You know, guys, you know, kind of knew what we were playing for, you know, with three games left in the year and all that was at stake. So, just excited for the guys in that locker room. You know, it's a big time win for this organization. It's a big time win for those 53 guys and coaches and those guys in there, because it's, you know, it's hard to win on the road. It's hard to win, especially against a divisional opponent. And that's a good football team. So this is it's a big win for us.
You've been through situations before, and you played with Dallas this year. But when Gates went out, and all of a sudden you're in the game, and you know, the team's driving. What's going through your head at that moment?
Yeah, I said earlier, I mean, you really don't have time to panic. You know, it's similar to when Tony went down, you know, when we were in Philly. You know, you're just kind of worried about that drive. You know, worried about that next play, because you know the situation, you know where you're at. But, you know, you really don't have time to panic. You know, you just try to kind of go in and start where we or pick up where we started, and that's kind of the plan. But you know, I hate it for TJ, you know, but as a backup quarterback, unfortunately, you got to be ready for situations like that. Yeah, I think so. That was, you know, that ended up being the difference. You know, I think that was, you know, kind of shows what offensively what we're all about. You know, Hop made a couple of huge catches. We had a couple of huge runs, you know, to extend the drive, you know, with Blue on the fourth and one. That was big. You know, and the play to Jalen, you know, ended up being the difference, but it was, you know, a play we practiced all week and you know, felt like we had a good opportunity in that situation. You know, it was a great play call, well, you know, well executed. And like I said, it ended up being the difference. But that was the biggest drive, obviously, in the game for us. Yeah, no, I mean, it was all business as usual. You know, nothing was really said. I think guys just, you know, continued to stay positive. We had done some good things. Offensively, we kind of battled the field position. You know, we were on the 7, I think, once, and then on the 8, and then on the 20. I think we were kind of, you know, had a long field ahead of us. But the defense continued to get stops. And I think that you know, that motivated us as an offense, watching those guys play so well on the defensive side of the ball. And we knew that we had to, you know, do our part of the job. I think we had to find a way to score some points, kick field goals, where it may be, but you know, go down and give us a chance to win the game.
Randy, you've been here less than a month. How did you make this all work today?
A lot of studying, you know, a lot of late nights. You know, my wife and kid are back home, so I'm bored. I'm in there by myself, just laying in bed and watching tape and you know, studying the playbook each and every week. So you know, I think, you know, I haven't gotten a lot of reps. Obviously, I've only been here for a month, but I think, you know, Coach Gotti did an unbelievable job. Just kind of keeping it simple, you know, stuff that I was comfortable with, runs and mic points and stuff like that. And, you know, and Hopkins made some huge plays for him. I told him, I said, man, you know, it's nice having guys like that around you. You know, I, you know, Blackman, you know, when I was in college, was kind of the same way. You just kind of throw it in an area and he's going to find a way to catch it. So it was, you know, it was a good week. I felt like I prepared mentally well. You know, even though I didn't get the reps, I felt like, you know, I did what I needed to do.
What percent of the playbook would you say you had
down? Oh, it's hard to say. I mean, kind of like I said in the middle of the week, you know, it's a game plan offense. So it changes from week to week. So each week, you know, I just kind of try to, you know, dive into what we're trying to do there. So I don't really, you know, there's some stuff, maybe in the two-minute stuff or whatever, that I haven't really had access to, because, you know, we haven't been in those situations. But overall, I think you know, this week's game plan, which is all that matters, I felt like I studied it, you know, well enough to go out and at least execute. It wasn't perfect. I screwed up a lot of stuff, but, you know, when it counted, you know, we got it done offensively.
You said a few days ago that trying to learn this offense comes from where you came from. Still Brian's line is like trying to learn shiny backwards. So if that's the case, how do you move at warp speed and get out there, and you don't have the whole playbook in your brain, you still find a way?
Yeah, you know, it's, again, I go back and watch our practices a little bit and just kind of watch those plays, you know, and repeat them. I mean, like I said, thank God my wife and my kid aren't there, because I'm talking to myself. I'm reading the play out loud. I mean, it's, you know, if there's a hidden camera, it'd be pretty embarrassing, but that's the only way I can study. And, you know, so I went, you know, went about it, you know, to prepare like I was going to play, you know, and, you know, we had a great plan, you know, we executed and you know, we did just enough. I think it was a lot, you know. You know, look back at those three games I started, and I came in against Philly, and we, you know, had some success there. I mean, I was in some tough situations. You know, we played against, played on the road on Sunday Night Football against, you know, the Saints. You know, went to overtime and never got the ball back. You know, and we, you know, got up on Atlanta 28-0. So I've been, it's been like this, you know, and then we didn't play well enough to win against New England, which was really rolling at the time. And just experiencing those three things, you know, I think I completed 73% of my ball. So I wasn't physically, I felt like I did some decent things. But just we couldn't get over the hump. We couldn't find a way to win as a team. And that's what we did today. You know, offensively, defensively, special teams. Nick was huge. Defense, you can't say enough about them. But this was a total team win. And that's what it's all about.
How proud are you that you were the quarterback out there and helped this team break that streak? They've never won here before
that. Yeah, it's huge. You know, it's a cool feeling. You know, I'm just getting to know a lot of these guys. You know, I've met a few of them, you know, a while back. But they're probably still learning my name. Some of those guys probably don't even know my name. So, you know, it's a cool feeling. I'm excited to find a way to get to know with those guys and kind of get the monkey off your back, per se. You know, like I said, I didn't know there was a monkey. So I'm excited that, you know, this is probably the biggest game of the year so far for us, and we're finding a way to get it done.
What were the huddles like, especially in the fourth quarter, that 90-yard drive, in terms of the support you were getting from the line and guys as you guys were going through this whole thing?
You know, it was really good. I mean, even if I called the play maybe backwards or, you know, they would kind of help me and correct me. And, you know, when Cecil went out, we had, you know, changed kind of personnel and stuff like that. But I thought it was good. Offensive line communicated well. Ben did a great job. You know, I told him I was going to rely on him a little bit. And, you know, I thought the communication was pretty good. He helped me out a little bit. I mean, he was definitely, we were kind of, you know, tag teaming it, making sure everybody lined up and get everybody, you know, the mic points right and stuff like that. But, you know, Ben's a smart guy. So I told him I was going to rely on him a little bit.